Among the items being voted on yesterday was a host of ballot initiatives in states across the country. Four of those will expand the freedom of same-sex couples to marry. Maine, Maryland, and Washington State voted to allow lesbian and gay couples the right to marry, and in Minnesota, a referendum to add an amendment to that state's constitution banning same-sex marriage was soundly defeated. Stuart Gaffney is the media director with Marriage Equality USA, a national grassroots organization working for equal marriage rights for same-sex couples. Gaffney says the results of those elections were truly historic.
A great weight has been lifted from the LGBT community and all equality-minded citizens across the country. We've won time and time again at the courts, but we've never won at the ballot box. And while we've always believed civil rights should not be a popularity contest, we shouldn't be up for a popular vote, nonetheless, that is the way marriage rights are being discussed in this country. So we had to go to the ballot box in four states last night. It looks like we've won all four states. It's the first time we've ever even won a single state by a popular vote. This is truly a turning point in our movement.
Barack Obama has come out in favor of same-sex marriage, in favor of repealing DOMA. Do you think he contributed to the success last night for the ballot initiatives?
The president has helped make this historic change happen in several critical ways. The first is because, as he says, he has evolved on this issue, and he is a model for voters who have been making up their minds. When President Obama went on national television and explained how he has come to support the freedom to marry for all Americans, for all loving couples, including gay couples, he talked about it in the most personal terms, and he talked about how he and Michelle at the dinner table couldn't face their kids anymore and explain to them, well, why is it that Barack and Michelle can be legally married, but your schoolmates who have two moms or two dads, we don't support their parents' right to marry. And it's through these conversations, these dinner table conversations, that Americans are waking up to realize that marriage equality is the right thing to do. So, first of all, our president modeled that for the entire nation. But he's also made a difference in ways that are part of his presidential powers, such as this administration has refused to defend the so-called Defense of Marriage Act, and that law is going to go before the U.S. Supreme Court, probably in the next term, and we believe it's going to be declared unconstitutional by the U.S. Supreme Court, just as it has been declared unconstitutional by every lower court that has considered it to date. And the administration is playing a critical role, not just from the bully pulpit by saying marriage equality is the right thing to do, but in the courtroom by saying we will no longer defend marriage discrimination.
Certainly the battle at the Supreme Court is coming up, but marriage laws are largely the purview of the states. What's the next step on this quest for marriage equality?
You know, if we look at last night's election results, we're really seeing across-the-board change from the highest office in the land. The first sitting president to support equal marriage rights has just been reelected. And it was really a non-issue in the presidential race. I need to pinch myself again and to say that it was a non-issue in the presidential race. If we think of 4 years ago, and especially 8 years ago, gay marriage was so prominent. Social issues were used to divide and conquer again and again from the presidential race on down. Those days are over. This election has changed all that. And as that change is seen on the state level, then we see things like the four states that considered it last night. And these are all states that are very different. Relatively speaking, Maine is not so diverse. Relatively speaking, Maryland is incredibly diverse. We won Maine and we won Maryland. And it looks like we're going to win Minnesota and Washington State as well. So again, those four states, no two are alike. But they are a model now for not taking no for an answer. We lost in Maine in 2009. That's not that long ago. But in Maine, people refused to take no for an answer, and they said, polls are changing in our favor several percentage points every year. Going back to the ballot box in 3 years, it's not too soon, because 3 years, that could be 6 to 10 points change in the opinion polls. So that model is actually something we're now going to see replicated around the country. My husband and I are celebrating 25 years together this year. It's our silver anniversary. We couldn't ask for a better gift than seeing the election results last night. And while we're talking about this issue and its social significance and its political significance, the real difference is that couples who've been waiting for their wedding day in Maine and Maryland and in Washington State can finally say, I do. They can finally get on with their happily married lives and have their happily ever after. And to be honest, that's what it's all about.
Stuart Gaffney is the media director with Marriage Equality USA.